I'd like to say thank you to all of our kind donors in the year 2025, and especially for those who are part of our year-end campaign. Sometimes people ask, how is all this work of Enduring Word funded? I mean, we have a website, an app, and podcasts. Those reach multiple millions every month. We put out hundreds of YouTube videos every year with millions of views, and we almost doubled our YouTube subscribers in 2025. It was an 80% growth, remarkably. We have a new YouTube channel for my daily devotionals and for other content. You can find that at David Guzik Devotionals. And to do all that, we have a staff and we have a studio. We also spent more than $350,000 in the year 2025 on translation and foreign language work. So people ask, logically, how is all this paid for? Well, first, let me tell you how it's not paid for. We don't have any paid ads on our website, our app, or any podcast. The traffic we get from those platforms means that we could make a fair amount of money if we did that, but we like not doing it. We like giving our users the cleanest, fastest, easiest experience possible. We also do not track or sell the data of anyone who uses our website or our app. If we collected all that data, it would have value that we could sell, but we don't do that. We don't require any kind of registration or email address to use any of those resources. We also do not sell advertising on our YouTube videos other than the regular monetization that's done through YouTube itself. You know, when we started, I was kind of naive. I said to myself, we're not going to monetize our channel because it's better if people don't have to sit through any ads. And then I found out that YouTube runs those ads whether you monetize your videos or not. And there's something to the idea that if your videos are monetized, YouTube may recommend them more. But in any regard, we don't have any advertisers for our videos. So that's how it's not paid for. How is the work of Enduring Word funded? It's pretty simple. We have a donate button on our website and on our app. That's it. We offer people the chance to donate, and enough of them do to make this possible. We don't have a sophisticated donor development program or strategy. Our main strategy, if you could call it that, is to say thank you to our donors and to thank them without asking them for another donation. We're just grateful. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not trying to discourage anybody from donating. We're grateful for everyone who does. We're super grateful for the widow's mite, and we're also grateful for those who can give more. One of our prayers for the ministry of Enduring Word comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. It reads like this, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. That's what we pray for. Lord, through many generous partners in our work, please continue to provide an abundance for every good work. Now, we have some ambitious things set before us in the year 2026. We're going to have a launch of a completely renovated website on a whole new server architecture and design from the ground up. We have a significant expansion of the languages available for the Bible commentary on the Enduring Word app. We are exploring the use of customized AI for our translation projects, and we're also exploring the use of customized AI to effectively search our resources on the new website and on our app. Those AI projects are very developmental, and we're working on them, but we'll see how far we get. So we just simply want to say thank you to all our partners, to those who pray and to those who generously donate. Your partnership is bearing good fruit, and we're grateful for that. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul wrote something to the generous believers in Philippi who helped support his work. Paul spoke of the fruit that abounds to your account. I like that idea. I believe that by God's grace, Enduring Word is bearing a lot of fruit, and it abounds to the account of those who partner with our work whether it's by prayer or whether it's by their generous donations, we all work together and God's work gets done.